The children's story today all need two helpers, and they can get ready to help me with this little story. It is based upon, you can come and sit up the front, all of you come out here and just sit up the front and be ready, hey? They are going to be holding a cord, a line. Call it what you will, a lifeline, call it, it will represent that. And if someone would like to look up Ecclesiastes 4 verse 12, or is it Ecclesiastes 12 verse 4? I think it's 4 verse 12. Just check for me that I'm getting this right. I believe it says in Ecclesiastes 4 verse 12, that a three-stranded cord is not easily broken. Am I right? Right. Now, today, I'm going to take a piece of cord there. You can have a gold piece. My wife is very understanding when it comes to berating her knitting cupboard. And I would like to suggest, just for the sake of this little illustration, that these three coloured cords often symbolise, and I don't want to miss you out, terrible, you just keep an eye on things, they often represent how I used to think. I'm not projecting this upon anybody else. I'm projecting on, I was born a Seventh-day Adventist. In fact, I was part of the ordination service of my father's ordination in Cairns many years ago. I only had 3 weeks to go in my mother's tummy, and I was part of the ordination program. Another lady, Mrs. Coombs, from Coorinbong, she lives opposite my mother-in-law at the moment, and she often brings out the picture and shows me the baby bumps that she had with her little baby boy and me. Her son was a little bit later, but I appeared 3 weeks after the ordination service with my father, and I felt it was not something to be taken lightly to be called to minister for the Lord. My father had a very special experience, which I'm not certain I told you about that, but he became part of the Seventh-day Adventist Church and went into ministry. Somewhat of a miraculous arrangement. And because I've been born into it, even ordained into the ministry, I didn't feel quite the same sense of need. However, I did become a teacher, because my grandfather was interested in becoming a teacher, but he was deaf. And that was no good to have a teacher who was deaf, you know, teaching children. And so he went and sold books for Mrs. White, Ellen White, up at Coorinbong. When he was only 16, 17, he started selling books for Ellen White. And I can tell you that I was pretty steeped into Adventism, part of my life. And this little strand here, this little cord, this little green one, could represent what I first of all thought was that wonderful gift that God gives us when we come to Him and He says, Dudley, by my loving grace, you are justified. And I can hear my father say, made just as if you had never, ever sinned. What a wonderful gift. What a wonderful promise that is. Something to be mightily treasured. And then, later on, I got the idea, and I might suggest to you that it was probably a little bit incorrect of me to get this idea, but it's sort of, I found in some books it said, and then we move on from justification to bigger and better things, and we get the sanctifying power of God into the life, and we become so changed behaviorally. We become so nice and decent as Christians. And then I read somewhere in the Bible, and somebody pointed it out to me, there were a couple of people like this. They were walking so closely with God that God had no alternative but to... Who had the green one? Did you have the green one? Could you help him with the green one right up that end? Could you make sure that you walk down the passageway down here, down the centre of the church? All right. Green one. Who had the purple one? You could sort of follow the purple one there. And let's just stop there for a moment. That's about as far as we need to go. If you could hold this one. And the gold one, to me, in my thinking, represented that if I walk with God so well and consistently and properly, that like Enoch, as I walk with God, lo and behold, God would just take me. I would be fit for heaven. And that's the sort of image that I had as a child into the three wonderful gifts that are promised us in Scripture. Justification, and then I thought it was sanctification, and then I thought glorification comes after I have really done such a good job of being allowing the Lord to sanctify me in such a wonderful way. I'd like you now, if you would, you dear people, just pull this and to give it a bit of a tug. Just see how strong that cord is. Just keep pulling. Just see how strong it is. Just keep... It snapped somewhere there, and in this particular case, it didn't matter which one snapped, but it looks like somebody let go on the justification front. Now, I would like you now to apply that scripture we have just at considerable time, I might mention. These three chords have been plaited together, and I'd like you, and I don't really want you necessarily to snap it because it'll make me a long time. Just one of you. Would one of you like to come? What about the middle-sized one? The middle-sized boy. All right, you take that. Because see, I was the middle-sized boy in my household. I had a big brother and a little brother, and I was the middle one. Now, you could come this way a little bit. Now, I'm not wanting you to take this to absolute distress, but I'd like you to test just how much stronger that cord is. Just give it a little, don't give it sharp tugs, otherwise it just might break. But just pull it fairly hard. Pull it fairly hard. Okay, pull it a bit harder. Pull him, come on. Back you go. Take it back. Give it a bit of stress on it. A bit more. Pull it a bit more. More. Okay. Whoa! It didn't break. Somebody let go of it. Alright, I think the point is well illustrated. And in our service, I want you to watch for the application of that little thing today. Thank you very much for your kindness and helping. And if some of you would like to plait your own three-stranded cord, feel free to do so. All right? You know how to plait? see how you go. It's not that easy.